This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen. Medical Talk Radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I believe there was a Gallup poll. I think it was Gallup poll that had looked at Americans' attitudes towards the vaccination process and if they were satisfied or dissatisfied. And apparently 66% of those who responded to this Gallup poll were dissatisfied with the whole vaccination rollout, vaccination process, cold chain, mishaps, needing to throw out the vaccines. I believe there was a small percentage that was extremely dissatisfied. I think 21% of Americans were very dissatisfied. Now, you know, keep in mind, right, this is kind of a grumpy week because we got Valentine's. It's not really an easy week for anybody. I had a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. Somebody messes up Valentine's there in the doghouse. So it's not, and people aren't going to be happy. But apparently this poll was done right after President Biden's inauguration. And they wanted to, I guess, take the temperature of how people were happy with government's, you know, rollout with this. And first, I want to just tell everybody to chill. I think we've vaccinated about 10% of our population. And doing that within 6 weeks, when the vaccine had to be created, right, tested, then manufactured, then distributed, kept cold, and we had to utilize people who were already working overtime during the pandemic, I'm sorry, but I think the glass is half full, and I think those involved have done one heck of a job. I am extremely impressed with our health districts, with our first responders, and I think we need to be really, really careful coming up with polls of people being upset or dissatisfied. And now, I don't know. I don't know why the poll was done. Is it because they wanted to highlight people's attitudes towards the Trump administration? Were they trying to, you know, take a look at how people feel and what Biden needs to do to step it up? I don't know. But I think the biggest mistake that happened in any of this was politics got involved. All right. President Trump felt compelled to say, we're going to vaccinate 20 million people by the end of the year. He should have never said that. Same thing with Joe Biden, saying we are going to vaccinate 100 million in 100 days. Stop it with the politics. I think both presidents are falling into a trap. We're dealing with nature. We're dealing with an infectious disease. And once I see a politician try to take a role that they can supersede that and they could control that, they're almost bound to fail. Meanwhile, I think Operation Warp Speed, mind you, stupid name, but I get it, Star Trek, I get it, you know, Warp Speed's cool in Star Trek. I don't think it's very cool with the vaccine. I think that was very poorly named. But mind you, what happened last year with Operation Warp Speed was really short of a miracle. And fine, nobody wants to give Trump credit. Nobody wants to give Biden credit. I don't care about politicians. What I care about is the people who are now on the streets trying to vaccinate, trying to get, you know, people free from the virus, trying to reach herd immunity, is hearing all this baloney, this bullcrap on, oh, well, you know, Americans are dissatisfied and we failed and we... No, we didn't fail, okay? Considering our country is so big, so vast, this virus is so wily. We're dealing with multiple strains. It takes a while to make mRNA. You need glass vials. You need those stoppers. You need syringes. You need, you know, refrigerators or, I'm sorry, freezers that go down to negative 74 degrees. This was a monstrous feat. And the problem is we keep seeing politicians say, we're going to do this, we're promising this, because they need those sound bites. They need those numbers. When they campaign, they need to have these bullet points saying, we brought in this many vaccines. We vaccinated this many in this many days. First of all, I'm sorry, President Trump and President Biden, okay? You weren't the ones personally vaccinating. It was the healthcare workers, it was the health districts. You, where you get credit is allowing us to get the supply, funding, picking the right vaccines first. I mean, I agree with what the Trump administration did in terms of not just buying Pfizer vaccines. I love the fact that they bought some Pfizer, bought some AstraZeneca, bought some. You have to hedge because you didn't know who was going to make it past the summer, past the new year, to be able to have vaccines. You also don't know what's happening in their, you know, in their distributing centers or their labs. There could be some right now. What, there's a earthquake off of New Zealand. There's obviously there's things that you have to anticipate, so you need to hedge. So I think what should a good leader be doing? A good leader should be not thinking about their election or their re-election, and they shouldn't be putting false hope into people's hearts that we're going to have a third of us vaccinated by, we might, but that's not what people care about. People care about truth. They care about transparency. They care about if they've been lied to, if there's been a bunch of hype. That's what people care about. So any president in the past or present or future needs to really take politics out of public health. I've been saying this from day one. But unfortunately, people were going to use the pandemic against President Trump. People are going to use the pandemic against Joe Biden. So it's all about the sound bites. It's all about the promises. It's all about the goals. Meanwhile, those people who have been busting their butts trying to get the vaccine out and trying to vaccinate people, mind you, putting their lives at risk, are feeling a little unappreciated right now. So I say calm down on the polls on who's dissatisfied, because I don't really give a heart and juice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. Man, I tell you, that is not the Monday morning I wanted. We had some computer issues. So thank you guys very much for being so with it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel working the dials. And I got to tell you, man, I am so grateful for the IT guys. You know, it's International Women's Day, and it really makes you reflect on, you know, what it took for somebody like me to make it through medicine, to make it into broadcasting. And, you know, not only do I have women to thank in my life, but I definitely have the men to thank in my life. I tell you, it's really, really takes a team. I'm just overwhelmed and humbled and so grateful for everybody to make this happen. And it's so funny because you don't realize it until you run out of juice on your computers. You really do. I gotta tell you guys something. You know, Yeah, being a doctor, and we have a lot to talk about with CDC guidelines for vaccinated people and COVID and all the stuff. Trust me, we're going to got Colon Cancer Awareness Month. I just want to take a few minutes here, if you don't mind, just to say, look, all right, we're all going through probably one of the most tumultuous, rapidly evolving times we ever have in our life. This is something we've never seen. When I was growing up, you know, and I heard about everything that my ancestors went through and, you know, my great-grandmother went through and grandmother and grandparents and, you know, escaping the Holocaust and then, you know, all the unfortunate things that were happening in America with segregation and all that and how much we've overcome, you thought that, you know, you kind of saw the end of it. You saw the end of, you know, bad things happening and, you know, people just being stupid. And we thought that we were going to, you know, see normalcy and then all of a sudden we have COVID come. And this is something that I think none of us expected. We knew about the Spanish flu. Nobody really talked about it until COVID. Everybody kind of forgot about the Spanish flu. I remember my mom and grandma talking about the flu in the 1950s. They were talking about the 57. I believe it was the Asian flu, they called it then. But nobody was talking about what happened back in 1919. And, you know, and here we were 100-plus years later, grappling with something we never grappled with before. And then we began this reset of things that we weren't going to tolerate anymore. Keep in our mainstream. And, you know, some people took this as an advantage to, all right, let's make things better. Others to say, look, this is something we've always wanted. Let's fix this. And I think a lot of people are having a little trouble catching up on all the new changes. For example, International Women's Day. This is something that, you know, celebrates, you know, the triumphs and tribulations and, you know, the history that women have had to overcome to be able to run a business, you know, to be able to reach equal pay, to be able to, you know, be a physician, be a dentist, be a lawyer, be a plumber, you know, be an NFL referee. But there, I've gotten calls from people in the media going, are we allowed to say woman anymore? Are we not supposed to do that? Because, again, they don't want to, you know, say anything wrong as we are progressing. I don't know if the term woman is going to be used anymore. I know girl and boy are going to start probably be kind of weeded out of the vernacular. We see what's going to go on in California where boys and girls sections are going to be gone and it'll just be toys. And I think gender defining is going to change. And there's a lot of, I guess, anxiety over what not to do wrong and what to do because things are just moving so quickly. And I feel that, too. I feel that, too. I was asked about, you know, how are we approaching International Women's Day this year? And I kind of stumped for a second because I wasn't sure what we're allowed to say anymore. And I want to make sure I don't. And so I want to embrace all, you know, people, however they, you know, however we identify, whether we identify as cis, trans, you know, non-binary. But it's I think confusing to a lot of people as to where we go, what we do. And so how I look at today, because I know there's a lot of people that in the media are like, how do we approach this? How I approach it is we've come a long way. We have come a long way from caveman days. And roles as a male or female figure, cis, trans, have changed, have evolved. And I think what International Women's Day means to me is there are people in our lives that have helped us become who we've become. And me, in a very male-dominated profession of medicine and broadcasting, have to thank those men for giving me a chance, you know, giving a chance to a woman. You know, with all the, you know, history of stereotypes and, you know, concerns of, you know, what's appropriate and what's not, it took some guts for women like my aunt, like my mom, like my grandmother, like my great-grandmothers to, you know,
you know, break that glass ceiling. And it took men also to have those, to have that trust and to have the, you know, the gumption or the chutzpah to say, look, you know, let's do it. You know, we don't have to, you know, always be confined to what's safe. And I think women have proven that they can do, you know, they can do the job. And International Women's Day is not about, you know, disliking men. It's not about, you know, trying to prove we're better than men. It, to me, International Women's Day means that we are working together as a team. We are working together. And that's kind of the moral of what I want to, you know, open the show with, is while, you know, things are rapidly progressing and rapidly evolving, and people are concerned they're going to be reading the wrong Dr. Seuss book to a child, or they're going to, you know, buy, I don't know, you know, a product and not realize that it could possibly be, you know, hurtful to others. It takes a team. You know, whether it's race relations, whether it's gender equality, whether it's medicine, whether it's getting the right treatment, whether it's Democrats and Republicans, working together always seems to make us more successful. And yes, I've had in my history some adversaries. Unfortunately, you know, many of those adversaries were women, you know, and many times men were very, very supportive of me, but I can work with anybody, and I am grateful, and I call out to people to not be adversaries to other women, to men. The last thing we want is anybody, you know, being competitive in that way. You know, the best leader isn't a dictator, is somebody that allows democracy. So I'm very grateful. I'm very humbled. I thank everybody. I'm very grateful to Genesis Communications Network for allowing me to be on the show. I'm very grateful to, you know, UNLV for training me as an undergrad and giving me a full ride scholarship. I'm grateful to UNR School of Medicine for accepting me into their medical school program. I'm grateful to UCLA to also allow me to train there. I'm grateful to the University of Nevada Family Medicine Residency Program for training me. I'm grateful to all the medical boards that have licensed me, Wisconsin, Alabama, Mississippi, Washington State, Minnesota, North Dakota, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Nevada, of course. I am so grateful, Guam, you know, to you know, take that chance with me. And so we're blessed, but we're blessed because we work together. And so I we're going to speak about some women's health. We're going to speak about some of the latest with COVID. We got some of the new CDC guidelines and on what people vaccinated can do. We're going to also talk about spring break. Apparently, spring break has definitely gotten some headlines. People have enjoyed the I didn't realize spring break. My kid isn't on spring break till the end of the month, but apparently people are already at the beach. They're already partying it up. You got the mask fatigue. You know, people are just kind of, you know, over it. And then we got the stimulus package that's hopefully going to be, you know, finalized. I'm not saying hopefully, you know, being political. I mean, you know, in terms of getting some help to people who obviously need help. At this point, I think it's even beyond politics. It's just, just something has got to move forward. A couple of your emails have to do with the Meghan Markle interview. I got to tell you, I didn't watch it. I just wasn't ready to, you know, see, I don't know, the royal family get canceled, but maybe that's what's going to happen. I don't know. But finally, we got to talk about meat. Okay, we eat a lot of meat, and we got to figure out how to start. I'm not going to make you guys do plant-based diets, but we got to figure out how to get more vegetables in our diet. So as you can see, we've got a very busy show, the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
They started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process. And so it is, and our position is it is very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. The Senate's partisan passage of President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill on Saturday brought the overbloated legislation one step closer to law. But first, the bill has to go back to the House, which already passed its own version of the bill. USA Radio News. College hazing in Ohio has claimed the life of another youngster. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An Ohio college student hospitalized by an incident of alleged fraternity hazing has died. Bowling Green State University student Stone Fultz died Sunday after being hospitalized last week because of an alleged hazing incident involving a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short time at an off-campus event. The 20-year-old sophomore business student was a pledge with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The university has placed its chapter of the fraternity on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. In a statement, BGSU President Rodney K. Rogers said the university mourns Fultz's tragic loss and shares in his family and friends' sorrow.
Located about 15 miles south of Toledo, Ohio, Bowling Green State University has a 72% acceptance rate and a 54% graduation rate in the 2018-19 school year. Kyle Larson wins the Pennzoil 400 in Las Vegas Sunday. Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch round up the top three. NASCAR moves to Phoenix next weekend. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we're back at the Doctor Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got some new digs. We are in a new studio. I hope the sound is coming out okay. Obviously, we had some, you know, issues with the network, but I think we got, I mean, not, no, the network was awesome, but I mean, in terms of my network connection, I still don't know how that works. So, very, very grateful. I'm still kind of changing some things up again and making a little, a little bit more snazzy, but we're getting there. So, new studio, bear with me with some of the changes. Okay, so, looks like a couple hours ago, I think, the CDC has given us guidelines on what to do if you've been vaccinated. About 10% of America has now been fully vaccinated against COVID. So, what does fully vaccinated mean? Does that mean you're fully immune? No.
doesn't mean you're fully immune, but it means hopefully you could actually live life semi-normal, and hopefully you won't end up in a hospital, and you won't end up with severe COVID, and hopefully not die. So I'm a fan of getting vaccinated against the COVID virus. I've received my second. By next week, I will be assumed fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated means it's been 2 weeks since your second shot. So my mom, we haven't really gone out and done much with her because we've been so worried about her getting it because, you know, she's a little older than me. You guys know I'm old, right? So we were worried about my mom. So we're going to take her to dinner next weekend when she's had her two-week, like, window after her second shot. And I think she's going to be so happy she's going to rip off the mask, probably like she did back in the 70s when she ripped off the bra. I don't know if my mom was a bra burner, but I know she didn't like bras because I didn't like bras. I'm like, I really have to wear this? She's like, yes. And I'm like, really, why? It's so uncomfortable. Now, I can't go anywhere without it. I'm like, I can't even, you know, get up and feed the cat because I'll fall over. Bras are amazing. By the way, I don't know, are you guys noticing there's a lot of ads that pop up? Maybe it's because it hears me speak about how much I complain about my bra, but I'm getting all these ads of all these new bras. They have these new, like, scientifically designed, very cool bras that just kind of, like, I don't know, allow you to be more aerodynamic. I didn't realize I need to work on my aerodynamicity, but I guess maybe I'll buy one of these bras. I mean, as long as they're under $20. I don't spend a lot of money on lingerie anymore. I've been married. Why do I have to, right? Okay, so let's get back to the CDC. So for those of you that are vaccinated, want to rip off the bra, rip off your mask, rip off your shirt, whatever you want to do, you guys want to be footloose and fancy free. So the CDC wants to give us some guidance because apparently that zombie apocalypse guidance didn't really give them the thumbs up that they were kind of hoping for. So fully vaccinated people, according to the CDC, can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or social distancing. So if there's a Tupperware party, if there's one of those Mary Kay makeup parties, you could go as long as everybody else is vaccinated. We are coming up on Easter. We're coming up on Passover. If everybody in the family's been vaccinated, you get to go. Now, the kids haven't been vaccinated. So, you see, you got to kind of be a little careful. My family's already ready to descend. Like, we're coming to your house. I'm like, okay, sounds good. But, you know, we are going to have a couple people not vaccinated. But, you know, with the kids, I'll just have them wear a mask or something like that. So, you can visit other family members or other people if they've been vaccinated. Okay. You can visit with unvaccinated people from a single household who are at low risk for severe COVID disease indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing, which means I could place grandma next to the kids. And then I'll probably sit next to the dog and the cats because they all join us, you know, for these dinners. So that means if you got kids and they're at low risk, grandpa want to come over, they could do that. I'm excited about this. I'm excited. I'll tell you what I think, though, but I am excited that the CDC is kind of loosening up and, you know, pulling the stick out of their tushy that, you know, unfortunately some people have accused them of doing. Next, people vaccinated could refrain from quarantine and testing following a known exposure if asymptomatic. So, if you were exposed to somebody who had COVID, I added also in my guidance if that person had symptoms themselves, but if you think you're exposed to somebody with COVID, you don't necessarily have to quarantine, which means every time your grandma or grandpa or your parent goes into a grocery store, they don't have to go in quarantine for 2 weeks because they got their vaccine. So that's huge, which also means that people vaccinated could stay at work. Now you see why employers are going to be pushing for vaccine, because if they have been dealing with, I got to take off another 2 weeks. I've been exposed. I got to take off another 2 weeks. I have to take off another 2 weeks. Employers are probably going out of their minds, which is why I see a lot of places still not open. So now, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to keep taking off 2 weeks. So it's nice. You get to make money, and the employer gets to still staff who he has to staff. All right. So fully vaccinated people, however, should still take precautions in public. They should wear a well-fitted mask and physical distancing when in public. So that guidance was just for the Tupperware party and for being at home. If you're going out to play bingo this weekend, then that's a problem. You got to still wear a mask. All right? Wear masks, practice social distancing, adhere to other preventative measures when visiting with unvaccinated people who are at increased risk for severe COVID disease. So why do they care about you being vaccinated, being next to an unvaccinated person who might, let's say, be at high risk? Well, because remember, you can carry the virus. This isn't now so much about how you're protected, but can you carry a virus? Can you carry a variant? Remember, the vaccine isn't giving you a Death Star shield like in Star Wars. Okay, and I know I probably messed that up, and I could just hear the Star Wars peeps saying I messed that one up. It's you're not deflecting virus going ping, ping, ping. What you're doing is you're just, if you do get the virus, it's just probably not going to consume you because you got antibodies fighting it. You can still carry it. You can still sneeze it. Remember, we're coming into allergy season, which we're going to be talking about. So we don't want you, you know, sneezing pollen as well as COVID that you're picking up. So they want to make sure that you're still avoiding those at higher risk. All right? Because otherwise you have people that aren't vaccinated that, you know, aren't still protected by herd immunity, getting descended upon by all these people that could still be spreading the virus. They want you to, if you visit an unvaccinated person, still, so if you got somebody in the nursing home you're checking on that hasn't been vaccinated, you still want to check on them, avoid medium and large-sized in-person gatherings. So they're still not recommending you go to church if you're vaccinated. Okay? Get tested. If you do have any COVID-19 symptoms, they still want you to get tested. So if you do get a fever, a cough, a sneeze, remember, we're still dealing with variants, right? We don't know how long the vaccine is supposed to give you immunity for, so they still want you to, if you start having symptoms, to still get tested. I had a patient yesterday call in to the telemedicine company who had symptoms of COVID, and they go, "But yeah, look, I got my second shot last week." I go, "I know, but you're having symptoms, and I don't know if, you know, you should go back to work. You might want to get yourself tested." So I am still seeing people sick, even though they've gotten a vaccine. Now, maybe it's adenovirus or rhinovirus, maybe it's not coronavirus, but anyway. And then they still want you to follow the CDC and Health Department travel requirements and recommendations and to follow guidance issued by individual employers. So, you know, if you work for a corporation that's seen what's going on in Texas and Mississippi and they say, "Oh, heck no, you guys still have to wear masks," and your employer says you need to wear a mask, the CDC is not going to overstep. If you have an employer that works for a corporation, that corporation is, "We're going to be a mask corporation. We're going to have the maskers and the non-maskers." And it's not something like the maskers and the anti-vaxxers or like the anti-maskers. It's going to be, you're going to have companies that might try to appeal to that 90% of America that hasn't been vaccinated and want to say, "Look, we're still going to be a COVID-friendly place." And then you're going to have others that say, "If you want to just, you know, tear it up, you know, you can do it in our place." So the CDC wants to make sure we still kind of abide by that. And then travel. They don't want you standing on a plane going, "I don't have to wear a mask because I'm vaccinated." They don't want that. So like if the flight attendant says to sit your butt down with the mask, to listen to the flight attendant. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-GOT-SOLID.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have gotten back into the gym, and I'm really excited that you guys have done that because we all need to, you know, try to burn off some of our COVID pounds. But when you go to the gym, they say you have to wear a face mask. Now, I did. I went to our local gym. I wore the face mask. I was fine working out with the mask. I was. When I started my cool down, then I didn't. That's when I felt it. And I couldn't wait to get out of the gym. After my cool down, And after I finished my sweat, I just couldn't wait to get out and then just shed that mask. So what are the studies showing? Is wearing a face mask okay during intense exercise? Does it put you at risk? Well, apparently we have a study saying, it's safe. According to a study published in the European Respiratory Journal, wearing a protective face mask only has a modest effect on the ability of healthy people to do vigorous exercise. Researchers carried out detailed testing on breathing, heart activity, and exercise performance in a group of 12 people while they were using an exercise bike with and without a mask. They found differences in some measurements between wearing a mask and not, but they say none of their results indicated any risk to health. So they suggest that the mask can be worn safely during intense exercise, which I wasn't expecting a study to say that. Now, why would we be wearing a mask? Shouldn't we be getting vaccinated and this all be going away? I don't know if masks are going to go away. We don't know what's going to happen the next flu season. We don't know if COVID's going to make a resurgence. We don't know if the variants are going to come back. So I think, you know, everybody's trying to kind of prepare everybody for the fact that we might be having masks with us for a while. So the study was by a team of researchers, including Dr. Elisabetta Salvioni from Centro Cardiologico Mancino, Milan, Italy, and Dr. Massimo Mappelli, Professor Pier Giuseppe Agostino from Centro Cardiologico Mancino and the University of Milan. All right, so these are Italian researchers who really know, I mean, they can exercise. They know how to, right? They know their stuff. When I get a study out of Italy, Italy has definitely contributed to, you know, many of our modern medical achievements and advancements in research. So this is some pretty valid stuff. He said, we know that the main route of transmission for coronavirus is via droplets in the breath, and it's possible that breathing harder during exercise could facilitate transmission, especially indoors. They say research suggests that wearing a mask may help prevent the spread of the disease, but there is no clear evidence on whether masks are safe to wear during vigorous exercise. So what they did is they worked with a group of healthy volunteers made up of 6 women and 6 men with an average age of 40. Each person took part in 3 rounds of exercise tests, one while not wearing a face mask, one while wearing a surgical mask, a blue single-use, those masks that you see a lot of us wear, and one wearing a filtery face piece 2 or FFP mask. I think it's kind of similar to the N95s we use here in the States. Now, the volunteers were on an exercise bike. The researchers measured their breathing, heart rate, blood pressure, and levels of oxygen in the blood. They said results of the test showed that wearing a face mask had a small effect on the volunteers. There was an average reduction of around 10% in their ability to perform aerobic exercise. They looked at their peak VO2, which looks at their oxygen uptake. And they also found that this reduction might probably be caused, they said, because it was slightly harder for the volunteers to breathe in and out of the masks. But Dr. Mappelli said the reduction is modest, and crucially, it doesn't suggest a risk to healthy people doing exercise in a face mask. Now, that's the key. A healthy person doing exercise in a face mask is probably fine. But what about somebody with COPD, somebody with lung dysfunction, somebody who's obese? So he said we should not assume that the same is true for people with heart or lung conditions. We need to do more research to investigate this. So now the team is going to study the impact of wearing a face mask while carrying out daily activities like climbing stairs, doing housework, and healthy people and those with heart or lung conditions. So, you know, Italy has definitely been, you know, dealing with a lot of COVID. They were probably one of the first countries to lock down back in early, maybe even end of February. Take a look at that, but they, you know, Italy was one of the strongest hit, and, you know, people have asked, you know, why is that? In terms of, you know, what happened with Italy and China, I was trying to say, well, it's because that's where, you know, the COVID started, and Italy was like, no. I think that's how you say no in Italy. No. I don't know how to say heck no, but the, you know, we're I think a lot of us are starting to kind of piece together that there was something more that might have happened with this when you saw how the outbreaks went. And, you know, we could blame people who traveled, but you also wonder if there were studies being done on these viruses, if there was a lab leak. You know, as I told you, I'm watching Mexico very carefully. You know, Mexico has had a spike in cases. Poland has had a spike in some cases, too. Italy. We're being told Italy has had 13,000, 14,000 new cases over the last few hours, 300 deaths. Russia has had more cases than deaths. France. So, you know, it's going to be a little while till we know what the variants are and what their effect is. But when I get asked, you know, should I wear a mask when I exercise? Well, here's my thing. If you don't want to wear a mask when you exercise and the gym is requiring it, then don't go to the gym to exercise. Walk outdoors. Get on a treadmill at home. You know, I bought some gym equipment at my house. So I could, because when I huff and puff, listen, I love the gym, and, you know, having that religious, you know, obsession of I'm going to go to the gym, my day can't end until I go to the gym, I got to get my gym workout done and have my day around it, it really worked for me. It always did. But I ended up, because I was a busy mom and because I had work, you know, and then I didn't want to, you know, dress in my Bart Simpson t-shirt when everybody else was, you know, in really good-looking spandex. I bought a treadmill. I bought an elliptical. I bought a yoga mat. I have weights. So I exercise at home. And I know people say, well, I can't exercise at home. I can't. Well, maybe you need to, you know, figure out how to do a regimen. And listen, you know, we talk about trying to lose weight and a big problem that many of us do, and mind you, I'm middle-aged, so I'm having this problem too, is I do the workout that I think is an appropriate workout. And there was an article in a study that said you got to work out the way you did when you were 20. Well, when I was 20, I was running miles. I can't do that. Maybe I can. But, you know, with my hips and my back and, you know, the boobs are bigger, it's really hard to run the way I used to run. And then I wonder why I'm not looking like I did in my 20s. So I come up with a different exercise regimen. I do about 15,000 to 17,000 steps a day, whether it's on a treadmill, whether it's using my, because the steps count with your weights when you lift your weights, whether it's with... I don't know what else I do. My yoga, so I do my crunches, and sometimes it just doesn't seem to shed the pounds. Well, then you got to mix it up a little bit. If I've been walking the same walk for 10 years, I'm not going to lose weight. I might maintain, but I'm not going to lose. You got to kind of build some muscle. You don't have to build a lot of muscle, but you got to build your muscle because muscle increases metabolism. You have to also not consume the same amount of calories that you did when you were 20. Your metabolism is different. You know, I'm perimenopausal. I think I'm in full menopause, but my ovaries are still working. I can hear them. You know, I can hear them talk. You know, we do. We kind of know what our ovaries are thinking. And my ovaries, they're petering out. Trust me, they complain. They want to go on break. But I'm already kind of at that stage where I'm considered menopausal. So your metabolism drops. Your testosterone drops. Your estrogen drops. These are things that help your metabolism. So you got to kind of change it up a little bit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.